Blues and Canadiens tonight from Enterprise Center. In just a moment, we'll hear from Chris Raby of the Blues Radio Network and KMOX Radio. This is presented by the National Children's Cancer Society, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, Hair Saloon for Men, Design Air Heating and Cooling, Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, and by Schnucks. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Reminder, it's almost here. The 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals is coming up on Saturday, January 26th at Union Station. It is presented by the National Children's Cancer Society. I'll be emceeing on the stage, and the featured guests will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. Also, a special VIP reception featuring the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. To be a sponsor or to get your tickets, head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. This event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. Hope you can be there. And again, this event is coming up on January 26th. We're talking hockey. The Blues coming off a loss against the Dallas Stars, trying to bounce back tonight at Enterprise Center against the Canadiens. We'll talk it over from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios with Chris Raby next on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we truly bleed blue. We skate around the competition and we get our clients lower rates on better loans. If the credit cards have you in the penalty box, let us get you out with a cash out refinance. The 5-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. All together now.
Let's go Blues!
Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. We get you set for Blues hockey tonight from Enterprise Center, the Blues and the Montreal Canadiens. Chris Raby will have the call on the Blues Radio Network and KMOX, the Blues pregame and postgame shows, and also the intermissions. And Blues coming off a very tough loss again on the back-to-back against the Dallas Stars. And the Blues, for whatever reason, Chris, they just struggle at home. And that has been one of the issues this year for the St. Louis Blues, playing on home ice.
Yeah, you know, Dan, and it was tough on Tuesday night because the Blues got a little bit of help as far as the NHL scoreboard was concerned. So they had an opportunity to cut into the wild card deficit that they could have made it just a 5-point gap between them and Anaheim at the bottom of the wild card in the West, which is, you know, a little incredible considering all the struggles they've had this year. And it seems like a lot of the same things we're talking about on a day-to-day basis. But regardless, they lose. They are under 500 at home in St. Louis at Enterprise Center. And after the game, Craig Berube said, we've got to figure out a way to be better at home. That has to change. We simply have to be better on our home ice. And, you know, in talking to guys and asking guys about it, Joel Edmondson said after the game something that we've heard a lot. And he said, I think sometimes when we're on the road, we just play a simpler brand of hockey. It's more straight lines. We don't try to be as fancy. You know, I think, Dan, that sometimes, I don't know if guys feel like they have to put on a show at home or if they have to do a little something extra. But for whatever reason, we've seen that plague this team this year, and we've seen that plagued this team at times over the last couple of years. Famously, a couple of years ago under Ken Hitchcock in the playoffs when they were making a run, they were having more success on the road, even to the extent that, you know, people were talking about, do you stay in a hotel at home? Do you try to simulate some of the things on the road? Sometimes I think that, you know, we can get a little carried away talking about that, but, you know, the fact of the matter remains that the Blues have not been great at Enterprise Center this year. They have 8 games left before the All-Star break, and 6 of those 8 will be on the road.
Typically, Chris, what is it going to take, do you think, to get in the playoffs? Just off the top of your head, how many points, even the last team, what are they going to have to be around typically to get in?
Man, I think that this year you're talking about, you know, 90, 95 points. So it's going to be a really tall task to get in, and it's going to take a heck of a next couple of months. But, you know, the reason that you've been able to hang around, Dan, is because kind of everyone right now that you're chasing, and everyone kind of in the Central, has been doing what you've been doing. They've just kind of been treading water. I mean, the Blackhawks have been playing some good hockey over their last 10, 15 games. The Stars now have turned it around a little bit after you know, Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn, their two-star players, got called to the carpet. But outside of that, everyone's kind of trudging along, and everyone, you know, is dealing with some injuries. So, you know, due to that, like I said, you had a chance to win on Tuesday night. You would have been only 5 points out of a playoff spot, still with your games in hand. But, you know, unfortunately, that didn't happen. So I think the big thing is, when you get those opportunities, you cannot squander them, because, you know, teams are going to get healthy. Teams are going to start snapping off some wins, and you've now played 50% of your season with 41 games down.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks.
I'm proud to announce a new sponsor for ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and that's Design Air Heating and Cooling. You know, a few weeks ago, I was having an issue with my furnace, and I made a connection with Seth Goldkamp, who runs Design Air Heating and Cooling. He sent a technician over to my house. Not only did the technician arrive at my house, but so did Seth. They did a tune-up on my furnace. They got it running properly, but they also found a glitch in the system that is now saving me money on my monthly statement. That's all because of Design Air Heating and Cooling. They did that for me and my family. They can do that for you. They're a fourth-generation family-run company. They've been in business for over 100 years because they take care of their customers. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Find out more at designairservice.com. Thanks to Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Where would this team be without Ryan O'Reilly? Let's talk about some of the positives of the team, and certainly Ryan O'Reilly is one of those.
He's been unbelievable. And one thing that we've talked about on our post-game shows with Curbs and Joey Vitale over the last week or so is, you know, this team has struggled and this team has lacked consistency. But I think the hallmark of any great team and any great player is having players and being a player that makes other players on the ice better. When you're on the ice, what are you doing, not just to impact the game yourself, but to make things easier for your teammates, to have a positive effect on them, and to make them better? And to me, Ryan O'Reilly embodies all of that. Everything he does, all game, both ends of the ice, all zones, makes his teammates better, makes things more difficult on the opposition, and gives the Blues opportunity. And I think it's his, obviously, scoring. I think it's the way he plays, his relentlessness, especially in the offensive zone, battling for pucks, keeping shifts alive, drawing attention to create space and opportunity for his teammates. And, you know, it's just kind of, I think, typical to, over the course of a game, look up or think back and say, oh my gosh, he's done this, 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 or you look down and he's affecting the game in multiple ways on every single shift. So you're right. They would be in some serious trouble without him. He's been an absolute bright spot for this team. And, you know, maybe if some of the guys get going around him, we'll see more of them start to have that positive impact on the team.
Reminder, if you're not going to Enterprise Center tonight, join the party for Blues action this season at one of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. You can score a hat trick of savings with great food and drink specials available during every Blues game, including Bud Family beer specials, $4 Jack Daniel cocktails, $5.99 Blue Sampler, and the $4 Blue Note Bombs and the all-new Golden Bread Cocktail for $5 at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Need a haircut? Hair Salon for Men, founded in 1997, now with 16 locations in St. Louis. You need a perfect haircut? Hair Salon for Men. They'll keep client notes on each customer. I go there. Both my boys go there. We're going to be there this weekend. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel to mend, complimentary shoe shine, and all that for just $22, and for an extra $5, stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave, and that is at Hair Salon for Men. A couple other positives I want to ask you about. Robert Thomas, I watch him, Chris. I'm excited about the future. I mean, I think that would be a guy that certainly would be hands-off going forward with the trade deadline around the corner. He's part of the future, clearly.
Yeah, and I think, Dan, that you know, he's part of the right now, too. And maybe the most impressive thing about Robert Thomas in the year he's put together is how he's done it and the fact that he's put it together. I think that for a lot of young players, and you think about it, you know, a 19-year-old playing in the National Hockey League and playing through camp and then playing the first couple of weeks of the season before the Blues had to make a decision on whether to keep him or send him back and keep that extra year. At times, you know, the comment was made that he looked like a player who was wondering if he was going to stick around. And how often do we see that in any sport when there's a young player trying to make an impression that maybe they press a little bit, maybe they try to do too much, maybe that forces them into making mistakes rather than playing their game, keeping things simple, and just trusting that their skill and why they're there in the first place. So I think that after he was a healthy scratch for a couple of games and sat up in the press box with Steve Ott and then learned that he was going to be here moving forward, he's played hockey. He's played confident. He actually, I had to mention Ryan O'Reilly and how he makes guys better. He is on the ice as one of the last guys, game days, practices with Ryan O'Reilly, going through extra work and getting extra things done and working on his game. And I think he's really turned into a well-rounded player from moving to the wing now back to center and really kind of finding his niche and finding his groove. And more than anything, I think it's confidence. I think it's confidence to make the right play, confidence to not try to do too much. And I think we're seeing that. So you're right. The Blues have a good one in Robert Thomas. I know the future is bright for him. He's one guy that certainly over the last couple of months, over the last couple of weeks, and even from game to game, I think you're seeing a Robert Thomas who's getting better, who's more poised, and who's figuring out, like Ryan, more ways to figure out how to affect the game.
Finally, Chris, Montreal in town. How do you size this one up for Blues fans headed down to Enterprise Center or those watching on Fox Sports Midwest or listening to you on KMOX?
Yeah, well, obviously another great goaltender as Carey Price and the Canadiens come to town. And they are a team that have obviously undergone some changes and some aggressive changes over the last couple of seasons. But right now, 51 points, they've been good, and they are currently in a playoff spot. It's funny that, you know, the team that they're chasing right now for the first wild card in the East happens to be the Buffalo Sabres, who sent, of course, Ryan O'Reilly over to the Blues and made that drastic overhaul and now have really reaped the benefits. But, you know, Montreal has been good. It's not just Carey Price, but it's a couple of goaltenders and Antti Niemi, who's gotten his fair share and played really well against the Detroit Red Wings the other night. So, you know, they're always a good team. It's always fun to see the Canadiens and to see some of the blue bloods of the NHL in town. And like I said, if the Blues want to figure out a way, and if the Blues do indeed plan on figuring out a way to be better on home ice, got to start quickly because they're going to be road heavy the rest of the way and road heavy over these next eight games to take us up to the final game on January 23rd before the All-Star break. So a chance tonight before hitting the road and taking on some real tough competition over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dan.